Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, whole world, and I'm hoping today we have people in Brazil who will be listening to our show, and I hope that we have people in India who will be listening to our show, and of course, people in Poland, and mostly whoever wants. That's what I will say. Ilona Europa, host of Accent On for last almost 3 years. I'm sitting in this gorgeous chair. We change address from another place to the cool one that we are here right now in Sherman Oaks, LA or California. Then I'm looking, I have a great, great view here, and I see that sun is not going down like in my song, but we have still beautiful, beautiful weather, and I think weather is gorgeous everywhere. But today in the studio, I feel really sun, and I feel warm, and I feel like I'm in my own country, and I feel like I'm just happy because the music will be here, and I have amazing talent with me who I'm working with for last almost year and a half, and this show will be great. Trust me, people. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And again, Accent on Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time on LA Talk Radio. Please like our Facebook page, and also in 58 minutes, we will be moving to another studio, which will be having another Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe and USA, on video channel. We will be on camera, then you will, everybody who wants to see how we look, how we act, how we sing, because some people will be singing, and what we are talking about, please change to video channel. This is a new channel on LA Talk Radio, and we are honored to have our own show there every Monday from 7 till 8 p.m. Pacific time. Okay? Good introduction, but the most important introduction is right now. I have two great guests in my studio. Maybe I'll start from the gentleman that I'm so happy you contacted me on Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe. Your name is Gil Malek. This is how you with accent say. What is your name? Closer to microphone.
Okay. Haluji.
How you say your name?
You can say Malek or Mawek.
Yeah. Mawek. Oh, now I'm in home even more. Because in Poland, we have these cool letters in alphabet that most of alphabets do not have it. And letter L has a little, like, funky
accent
on them, but we don't have this. Then probably American people call you Malek.
That is correct.
But in Poland, you'll be called Mawek.
That is correct.
But the Gil name, that's an unusual name. Is this a short version of something, or is just?
Yeah, it's short for Gilbert. But
that sounds so cool.
Well, my nickname always was Gila when conjugated.
Mr. Gil Mawek or Malek, I'm so excited because I never met a Polish person who was born and raised in Brazil.
That is correct.
But the coolest things ever, that 2 weeks ago, I had a beautiful young singer, Thais, from Brazil, and she's just a reoccurring act on Accent On. She sings beautifully. I cannot wait. When one day we'll put show together, because she will be singing for sure on Accent On show, and you will come, your beautiful lady, fiancé will come, and they will be singing to you in Portuguese, and we'll be singing to them in Polish.
That is correct.
Whatever happened. Okay. Then I have another, oh my gosh, guest that I don't know. I'm in a way so attached to talents that I'm developing. But this young gentleman, he is almost 17, Raju Ivaturi. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 16. I'll turn 17 in about 4 months, 5 months.
Oh my gosh. People listen to his voice. I know he has the most unusual voice ever. This gentleman, this beautiful soul, so artistic, so above anything that I ever heard in my own home studio. And then, of course, we are recording in big studios too. He's an artist. He's singer-songwriter that I have an honor to working with. And we are writing album right now. We are Raju, we are on a song number like
10, I believe.
Yeah, then we have two more songs to record vocals to.
Yep.
And then we are ready with full album.
Right.
Oh my gosh, Raju, year and a half ago when you came to my studio, because we need to, of course, remind our listeners, if they download our show or listen every Monday, I hope, and then maybe people will connect the two dots. Chitania Ivaturi is your sister.
Yep.
And she's 13 years old, beautiful singer too, that she's many times in a studio with me and sometimes with you, because Chitania recorded her album through whole 2014 with me.
Right.
And now one of the songs that both of you are singing is on a dance radio in promotion right now.
Yeah.
Okay, then, hi, Chitania, I miss you. Sorry, we will be singing from September back. Right now, we need to take care of your brother because, like I said, we are on a song almost number 10. We are finishing last song writing and we'll be ready to put everything together and then print out, put on iTunes for whole world to enjoy it. Okay, Raju, if I can ask you a question. You said 16, 17, tomorrow school starts.
Yep, tomorrow itself.
And don't smile. Are you happy about that?
I'm actually really excited to go back, but I have so much work even tonight to do for tomorrow. But yeah, it's just, I mean, if you look at the big picture, it's exciting. If you look at it for tomorrow, it's probably not that great. But
that was so cool because we were driving in my car and Raju was so tired. He has test tomorrow, first day of school, and he'll be writing about government, which how appropriate is this after debate? We can talk politics maybe a little bit, but we'll see. Well, wish you good luck tomorrow. I know that right after our two shows, because you'll be on Accent on TV, the best of Poland, Europe and India right now, you will be running, driving home and studying whole night.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. But okay, we still have a few hours and we'll be talking about music because that's what we love to do and that's what you do amazingly well also.
It's a good relaxation before the study.
Yeah. And everybody needs to know that you are like A plus student.
More or less. Yeah. I wish.
No, you are very, very, very smart. Your mama and I know that your test, because you are applying right now for colleges, yes?
Yeah, I'm writing my essays and doing my personal, my applications and my personal statements, so yeah.
Yes, and not like you. You have the high expectation and your parents, and I have high expectation when it comes to you just getting to the school of your dream, what the school will be. Everybody listens.
Okay, well, I have like a top three. So number one will probably be UC San Diego. Number two is probably UC Los Angeles. And then number three is probably Stanford.
Okay, then I'm saying again, we are talking about young gentlemen who not only is so talented, so talented, we'll be listening to his song and him singing. He is an artist, he writes, he has time to do it all, but first and foremost, he's amazing, great student, and I really believe that these two things can go hand in hand. I was a very good student, I finished very high education in my country, my daughter also, you know, just finished USC, then, and she's a singer-songwriter and acting and does everything. Then I'm saying, children, if you dream, you can do all. And still you can be a great student. That's all what I'm saying. You can do it all. We'll be talking a little bit about education because we had this great conversation with Gil before show starts. We were talking about Polonia. We were talking about group that Gil decided to open up in America because he felt like nobody knows that in Brazil is a pretty strong Polonia, or a group of Polish people who just are together and loving to be together. Okay.
That is true.
Okay. Tell us first. We'll come back, rewind your life a little bit from the beginning. But how this happened that you were born in Brazil? Could you tell us a little bit your life story?
Sure. Okay. After the Russian invasion in Poland in 1945, my grandmother, my babunia, along with a lot of Polish soldiers that fought during the uprising, decided to go south to South America. And a lot of the Polish soldiers were afraid that if they were caught, they'd more likely be sent to Siberia. So they decided to go to Brazil. My grandmother followed with my father, which was a young boy at the time. And by the time they got there, they didn't realize that the Polish community, or Polonia, had already been established for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. So they were really surprised to see so many Poles in the south of Brazil. Okay, and then my grandmother met with several other Polish people there that were in the same situation. And the immigration continued from the end of 45 to about 48 till the Russians shut all the borders, and all the communication outside to the Western was strictly forbidden. So a lot of the Polish people from the south of Poland had relatives already living in Brazil. So a lot of them were immigrating to that country, as well as a lot of the Lithuanians or Polish. They were living in Lithuania and Ukraine. They were being repatriated by the Russians to Poland. A lot of them decided to go to Brazil and follow the Polish. Okay, and that is how the community grew. And the immigration continued, not as big as the immigration to America, but the immigration continued, especially while the relatives were there, till I would say about 1981, till martial law started in Poland. Okay, so that's when immigration started. And then at that point, there was we had a beautiful community, one of the communities that flourished more than any place else in the world. And a lot of people don't even know that outside Warsawa, the first number one community is Chicago, and the second largest Polish community in the world is still Brazil.
Wow. I'm sure not so many people know about this.
No,
I didn't
they
know
not,
about it.
They have no idea. They have most Polish. I've encountered Polish people not only in Los Angeles as well as New York, Chicago, San Diego, and every time I mentioned there was a Polak from Brazil, they questioned me like, not possible. Poles in Brazil, why and when? Well, it's a long story. It's, you know, the history, the roots go over 100 years, okay? And it's a long, a long type of explanation. So I decided to open up a site, okay, that would give people that would be interested, okay, knowing a little bit about Polonia down there, okay, so they would basically, you know, look at it and realize that, you know, outside, there is Poles outside Poland and U.S., okay, and so I created the site, which
it's
is called
Brazil-Polonia
Network on Facebook, with the intention of giving a few people. I thought maybe I'll get 50 people at the most that will join in, that will have show interest. You know, that was a couple of years ago. And I ended up with about over 1,200 members. And most of them are, the members are from Poland. There are a few Polish Brazilians, you know, and, you know, most of them are from either America, Polish Americans, or the majority are from Poland. They're very curious to know that there is an existence of a Polonia down there. And I keep telling everybody, if you're from the south of Poland, more likely, if you had relatives that were there were relatives that you cannot, forgotten relatives, or you don't even, you may have even relatives if you start searching in Brazil itself, which is about 10 or 15 Polish sites down there in Brazil. Okay, you probably will find relatives, their lost relatives after the war. They're there. That's wow. Where they're at.
Okay. Exciting. Fact is that people are interested in this topic. 1,200 people already signed, and like you said, they are living mostly in Poland, and they want to know more about your closed group. Group is closed. Why is closed? Why is not like open? Everybody who why do you?
Well, the reason why originally it was closed. Okay, we had the group open to everybody, but we have gotten so many spam from the spammers that it got out of control. Oh. It was either for us to control it to make sure that we're not getting spammers. They were trying to sell, you know, spam and selling, you know, junk. That we had no other choice because there were about 3 or 4 postings there that had nothing to do, nothing to do with Poland, nothing to do with Poland in Brazil. It was just people selling hardware or selling computer hardware. Okay, so how do we stop that? The only way was for us to have a closed group. So, you know, but
in
everybody,
a way,
once they become a member, anybody can post. Okay, people that are members, they can post whatever they want. We just want to make sure now that every time a person, you know, signs up that wants to join in, we want to make sure the person is not a spammer from China or from Korea, because these are the people there. They come in to most sites and they spam it, and then after a while you have no other choice. You have to control the number of
I think
spammers.
That's very smart. I really think, because some people say, oh, I want to have a lot of people, you know, joining. You're right, it's not important how many, it's the quality instead of quantity.
That's
then
correct.
Very, very smart. Okay, then we have the group, and we were talking a little bit about your life in Brazil. I understand you were born there, and your daddy
my
is
father
Polish.
My father came from Krakow, south of Poland. He was at a young age when he got there, and he learned his first language was Polish, and he learned Portuguese faster because Babunha, my grandmother, did not speak Portuguese, so he had to be the translator for her. He went over, she took him to a Catholic Polish school there. Most of the nuns were from Poland. And my grandmother came and asked them to teach Portuguese to my father, you know, as soon as possible, because she couldn't speak the language. And the other Polish soldiers that were with her, which was her brother and other friends, they were in the same boat. And so my father became somehow a translator for the Polish people that got there. And so he became fluent, not as well as in Poland, but in Portuguese. Okay, and then he practiced, you know, started learning English, and then he started working for the American consulate in Sao Paulo.
Interesting.
And then he started helping a lot of people, and he was able to read and write Polish. Okay, there was no Polish schools then, and he was able to help all the Polish people that want to buy properties, that want to review documentations to buy properties or whatever type of legal documentation that was written in Portuguese, he was able to translate them into Polish. So he was really helping the Polish community as much as he could, especially every time you go to the Polish church and they get together with the community. And that's where everybody back then would get to know who the plumber was, who the electrician was, and how, you know, if you want to connect to someone that can repair TV. Most people are from Poland, and the majority of them, whatever type of jobs they had in Poland, they were able to practice the same type of profession there
as
well.
Do you think, because when we are thinking Polonia, we're talking a little bit about that before show, we think Chicago first. And then, obviously, now we know that Brazil, this will be the one maybe forgotten, but
yeah, that's what I call. I call
you.
The forgotten ones by Poland.
Wow. I don't want to go too political, but this could be the most of maybe army people from Armia Krajowa. This is the most probably soldiers, Polish soldiers. They moved there, and maybe that was politically incorrect also. They
I'm
were
not
really
too sure what
hiding.
I heard. See, my uncle, Stasio. Okay, he fought, you know, he fought not only the Germans, but he fought the Soviets as well. You know, he was one of the soldiers that was fighting during the uprising, and he told me that a lot of them were afraid to turn themselves after the war. One, if they were caught by the Soviets, they would automatically be sent to Siberia to work.
It seems like there was more political reason why people
If they turned themselves to the Allies. Some of them, there were rumors back then that the Allies were turning these soldiers to the Russians.
Yeah.
So the only choice they had was somehow
find a new country,
and especially Brazil, because it is a Catholic country as well. And they went there, and when they got there, as I said, they didn't realize that Polonia was already in existence for over 50 years.
That's a beautiful story.
Okay,
now everybody will be looking a little deeper, hopefully, and I will be educating myself too, because it's really nice to meet you, and
I know that
you know a lot of great people, Polish people living in LA too. Then, until age of 16, you were in Brazil. Then your family moved to Florida.
Yeah, we moved. My father was working for the U.S. consulate, and then he got a job offer to come to the U.S., and he moved the family to here. And I was still a teenager, and he was working for a Polish-Jewish company out of the East Coast, and then we moved to Florida, and we decided to stay. And so he was going back and forth dealing with a lot of companies throughout South America, because he was able to speak not English, but Spanish as well. So he was he spoke several languages, okay? And, you know, so we decided to stay. But I noticed that when I came to Florida, there was not too many Polish people in Florida, okay? So from Florida, after I graduated from high school, I decided to come to California to go to college. So I moved to Pasadena.
Oh.
I moved to Pasadena, you know.
You were studying?
I was at the college. I was trying to get a business degree, which I did. Okay. And then I got into to the banking industry. And I always kept myself doing banking not only as a mortgage banker, but also as a banker. And so
that's what you do now?
Actually, I have quite a few licenses. I am also a real estate mortgage real estate broker. Okay, I have a license for a lending license, and that's I'm also property manager. Okay, licensed property manager. So all related to real estate.
Well, that's beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously, we know that this is a little dangerous business. I remember 2008.
Yes, that's
correct. Yeah, we lost big house, and we had very hard time.
Selling it.
We did. No, sell it for sure. We had a horrible time. We lost so much money. And till this day, I will say it was the most crazy mistake that my family made, to purchase something that, in a way, we couldn't afford. But, hey, that's America, people said.
And I would like to invite whoever is curious. I'm sure there'll be people out there, like I've encountered in the past, they're curious to know about the existence of Polonia in Brazil. Please go to Facebook, go to Brazil Polonia Network, and I'll go ahead and approve your request. And you can see not only all the videos, you can see all the events. And I believe we have, I would say, every week there is a Polish event in the south of Brazil. And I believe that they have more events than in Chicago. Okay, even
we can learn from them. That's really, you will be coming more often to our show, because we will be pitching here and there, and I hope we'll learn something from Brazil and from Polish people living there, and maybe we'll start doing day ways something in LA, because Chicago is maybe stronger community, but in LA we need little movement.
That's true.
What about Gil? Well, can we do it?
Yes.
We will do something good here. And I know Marek Bacik, who is, he's not here yet, but he's co-hosting our show in 30 minutes, Accent on the Best of Poland and Europe. He will be very, very excited to listen to your life story one more time on a camera. Okay, welcome back to really exciting news. Really nice to hear that Polonia or Polish groups are strong outside of America, and that we all can find a home away from home in many different countries. But we have a little bit unusual, maybe not so unusual life story, but when it comes to Raju, you have a big and very deep ties with India community, and your mommy and daddy originally came from India, yes?
That's correct.
Could you tell us a tiny little bit life story about mama and daddy?
So mom and dad, they're from a place in southern India called Andhra Pradesh. And so they're both from this beach kind of town called Vizag. And my dad actually started in a very rural village, like place called Yelettupadu, which is like, and it's both of them are like pretty, well, Vizag's on the coast, but Yelettupadu is pretty deep into the south. And so now they moved, in the middle of their lives, they moved out into Hyderabad, which is a big city in Andhra Pradesh, now part of, after a lot of political tension, now Hyderabad's part of a new state. But so after completing their college in India there for their undergrad, they came to U.S. in Villanova University, and they completed, both my parents have master's degrees. My dad has two, and my mom has two also. And now they're big product managers and directors in their respective jobs.
And I'm so proud of them. I know them both, and they're just very beautiful people, very family oriented. And I had the pleasure to also be part of some gatherings. I was just taken deeply by warmth of the Indian souls, and it's just wonderful group of people caring about the culture, roots, music, and what can I say when it comes to you? People need to know that you are. Before you met me, and I was like inserting a little bit pop music into you, really thinking that you like that too, but you were trained classically to become the singer, India singer in the classical way. Explain us what is this?
Right.
What I'm talking about.
So Indian classical music, there are actually multiple forms of it, but I'm well trained in what's called Carnatic music, which is kind of more South Indian oriented. It has South Indian language, and it has a specific grammar and
scale
to it. It's like, actually, there's things called ragams, which is like, say you have one song and it sounds a certain way and a different song sounds, like genres basically, different sounds, but all of them follow a scale that goes like do re mi fa sol la ti do, except the words are sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa. So like, I'll just give us a random ragam is sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa. So it's like really similar to do re mi fa sol la ti do. And so using that small, like almost small scale, you can even keep going like sa ri ga ma, like you can keep going up as much as you want, and you can change the sound of the sound, like sa ri ga ma. It's a different ragam, same scale though, and you can, there's so many different songs. It's such a huge deeply rooted in our culture, and it's so diverse within just the music that it's really a timeless form.
But having ability to carry perfect tonality and tune in the scale, who is a little unusual for anybody's ears if you are not born into this culture.
Right.
And me coming into your big show, which you had a very, very, you can tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
You had a show with your master who is teaching you how to sing the classical way. He flew from India and he was a part of it. You had like 200 people and you were on a stage for hour and a half. And I was like, oh my gosh, the vocals, your vocals were so impressive. I went just crazy. I said, this guy can sing. And I was hoping that you also would love to sing pop, because I right away saw the amazing role that you can bring to pop music, also including the traditional way that only you can sing. I don't know. You are trained by big masters there.
Yeah.
And they want you to become one of them, yes?
Yeah, my teacher is Sri Daruri Sesachari Garu, and so Sri and Garu are like respectful, like surnames. I don't know what to say. Like they're really like it's like the equivalent of saying Mister, and so but he has two, Sri and Garu. So you know how
Mister.
Yeah,
very important.
You know how important he is, and he's
I liked it.
He's won the biggest accomplishments you can for Indian classical Carnatic music, and I'm really lucky to be his student. And I was learning with him for maybe 5 years.
And you're doing the lesson sometimes via Skype, yes?
Yeah, actually, mostly through Skype.
Crazy.
But then when he realized, when he came to the, it wasn't my decision. He came to the realization that maybe I was ready for this solo debut performance, which is called the Arangetram, which means, stepping into the level of a professional from an amateur. So that's like the 2-hour performance I gave. That's like, that marks my movement upwards.
Professional world of singer. Oh my gosh, I was so proud of you. I was mesmerized by you being on the stage for so long and delivering perfect performance. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, now then, time for you to maybe a little bit, give us a little bit way how you sing the song. Like 20 seconds.
Sure.
Okay.
Samaya mi de nannu brova jala mela tala jala samaya mi de nannu brova.
Beautiful. And I think people now understand that having talent like that and now working on a pop music, knowingly that we'll be including some of his talents into his CDs, songs on his CD, then people can also understand how excited I was to meet this beautiful gentleman. And we wrote with his sister first song, which is called Taj Mahal, and we included Raju's beautiful ad-libs into the song. Then I think we need to play something. What about Taj Mahal? Sister is singing, but... your journey with me and your journey to your own CD just started with this song, okay?
That's true.
And you are singing beginning of the song. Everybody, let's dance.
Love.
good is this song? Whoa! Again, brother and sister, they are singing perfectly together. We cannot wait for your album. We'll be listening soon to your solo song, first single. And we titled this song...
Don't Look Behind.
Don't Look Behind. But before that, I will have something for Mr. Gill. I don't know how often you're listening to Polish music, and people who are listening to the show also. Maybe I will... Okay, I'll play something of mine in Polish, especially for you. Ilona Thank Europa, you. Nic nie zmieni mej miłości. Okay, whoever wants to translate this later, that's their problem. A little bit. For everybody, although still this wasn't Polish song, was American version of Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You, but in like 1980s, I think, but just in Warsaw, my new album got released, and it's all the best of Ilona Europa or Ilona Wieczorek, because that was my name in Poland. I was singing under this name, but yeah, it's very, very exciting to hear that this song is still pretty, pretty cool, I think. And sometimes I'm shopping in the malls and I still hear this song in American version, not mine, but I love this one. And do you speak Polish, Gil?
Jako tako.
Jako tako. Like, yeah, a little bit here and there. Okay, we were talking a little bit about food before the show, and you said that you like gołąbki.
Oh,
you
yes,
like
my favorite.
Pierożki.
My favorite, too.
You like something that Polish people love, and we call this meat mix, which is...
Tatar.
Tatar. And it's very, very unusual. I don't know what to say, because it's just very elegant, very unusual, but need to have perfect meat. Meat so special.
It's got to be a very fresh meat. And I understand that Warszawa in Santa Monica makes it. They have it there.
Okay, yeah. Now we are doing good plug for the restaurant that is called Warszawa and is in Santa Monica.
Yeah, on Lincoln Boulevard. They have good food there, good pierogi, very good gołąbki.
And I understand that from time to time, Polish groups are meeting there. Yes,
there are several. There's a meetup group for the Polish community in Los Angeles, and there's a meetup group for the Polish community in Orange County, and once a month... they get together in Warszawa for some events. Sometimes they go hiking. Sometimes they go, they have different parties where they go to people's house to see movies. So they get together. It's a group that belongs to both friends. They're both friends of mine for both groups. And they do events, you know, within the Polish community.
Okay, if people want to find them or find this group, what is the name of the group? One more time.
Okay, it's you go to www.meetup. It's one word, meetup.com. Okay, and it's, once you get into the site, it will ask you what site you're looking for. Just Polish Los Angeles, Polish group. or Orange County Polish Group, it will direct you directly there, and you can read information about the group and the members and all kinds of sorts of information as far as activities they do.
Okay, that's what I'm doing right now. Okay, meetup.com. Let's get, hopefully, to this group. And you said that I need to pick if this is LA or if it's Chicago. Meetup, our neighbors, all getting together to learn something. That's so cool. And mm-hmm. it's Los Angeles. And it's
Los Angeles Polish group.
Okay. I'm here. I'll add. How so cool. Okay, that's lovely. And you said that your friends are creating or they're working these groups?
A friend of mine is the one that runs the group, Andre. And, a lot of times people go there and they suggest a meetup for a movie night or getting together for Shava or maybe even to hiking. So it's really an open group, and everybody's welcome to make suggestions to get together. It's strictly for the Polish community in Los Angeles.
That's lovely. And again, today we have two great guests, and Gil, you are representing your own group that talks about Polish people in Brazil. And name is, one more time?
Yeah, Brazil Polonia Network on Facebook.
And please, everybody who wants to see the link, and just go to Accent On and click on the link, then we'll get you there, and then just join the group. You'll find out a little bit about history of this group and what people do there.
Yeah, it's about over 100 years of Polish history.
Amazing.
In the country, and we have a major city called Curitiba in southern Brazil, and that's the main hub for the Polish community there. There are several little Polish cities throughout the south, but Curitiba is the main hub, which is, I believe, it's the sixth or the seventh largest Polish city in the world.
Crazy. I don't know about that. That's so good that you tell us about this. Okay. We'll be in 10 minutes moving to another studio. We'll be talking about the same topic. We'll be listening to Gil one more time, and I'm sure we'll be having more questions to you. And also, we will be listening and talking to Raju, and we're listening to his voice. But right now, I think, Raju, time to play something of yours, yes, that is the first single from your album, and we already said the title, which is
Don't Look Behind.
And thank you so much to Dan Solovich, who just produced this song, and we both are very proud of this one. The collaboration works very, very, very well. Okay, Raju.
Nobody has the right to make us feel this way. let my strength be my guiding light. Yeah. To find a real love that stands a test of time.
Thank you, Raju, for this beautiful song.
No problem.
How do you feel when you listen to yourself?
I feel pretty proud, you know? Like, I didn't view myself being here. You know, when I first met you, I was just singing some John Legend song, and I never thought I would be making an album. Wow. And so, like, listening to this is, like, really, you know, special to me. And
very, very special. Beautiful. You are a great singer. And we have so many things planned for you and for your future. Of course, outside of being a great student, but I think you can do it all. And if it's meant to be for you also to capture people's hearts, because how you sing, how you write, and who you are. And also, we are planning to include, like I said, your roots into the songs, which will really, really make this world a better place, because we are from everywhere. Today, in the studio, we just prove that... I don't know. We work hard. Yes, we work hard, but we love the music. You're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you and proud of ourselves that we are not giving up on our dreams. And dreams, that's all what we have, I think, in life. And nobody can tell us to stop dreaming, yes?
That's
if
great.
I will say... somebody has fun outside of our studio. If I will ask Raju... What do you think 10 years from now, what you will be doing?
Well, hopefully I'll have some sort of degree.
Okay.
Because I'm starting college really soon. But also I'd like to see myself being like, you know, at least locally well-recognized musician. And I'm also an athlete too. So I hope I do something with that. Maybe I can start coaching or something, because life will get too hectic for me to actually be playing. So, you know, I just don't want to lose all my different activities, because I love them all equally, and I hope I can continue them all and keep making them bigger as I grow up.
And you are traveling also to India a lot, yes?
Yeah, that's true. Pretty much every summer, but this summer was really hectic, so we didn't go.
We worked so hard on the album. And I will say, and people know, I wish you the best. I spent so much time with you, and the time goes so fast. When we are having our two-hour session, you just come. We are sitting around the table and munching on something, creating music, and it's like, oops, time to go. It's a really, really pleasure to work with you, and
thanks.
I see everything the best in your future. I really do. And all your dreams from sport, from school, and from, of course, being not locally, being known globally, that's always in your reach. Then when it comes to Mr. Gill,
Doc,
what you will be doing in 10 years from now, you think?
Oh, probably, hopefully, I'll be living in Poland. In Poland. Oh,
this is your plan?
Yep.
I love your plan.
Yeah.
And your hopefully future wife would like the same?
Yeah. Well, if all goes well, we'll be living somewhere in Poznan.
In Poznan? That's her town.
That's her city, yeah.
Oh, what is her name?
Her name is Donata.
Donatko, hi. I'm hoping to meet you soon. And I'm sure we'll be becoming friends. Thank you so much for today's show. We'll be moving to another video channel on LA Talk Radio. Please, everybody who wants to switch and see how we look and what we are talking about, you have 10 more minutes before next show will start. Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe with your host Ilona Europa and co-host Marek Bacik is coming soon in 10 minutes. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.